The other night, I played a game of Christmas trivia. I did okay with general Christmas trivia and better with the Christmas music. But when we got to Christmas movies, I was a disaster. I knew a couple of the answers, but most of them, not a clue. I have a few favorite Christmas films, all from the 1940s that I watched with my grandmother. Here are my top three. It's a Wonderful Life, Going My Way, and The Bells of St. Mary. Jimmy Stewart and Bing Crosby, what could be better? Even though I've seen them every year since I was about 10, I still watch them. And every year, they make me cry. I've seen these movies so many times, I can practically recite the dialogue, but it doesn't matter. I make sure they're on the DVR every December so I can watch them whenever I want. You might ask, why do we do that? Why do we watch some movies or TV shows over and over? We might ask the same question about these scripture readings. We read the same stories year after year. We tell the Christmas story year after year. The text from Isaiah, the proclamation of God's grace from Paul's letter to Titus, and the story of Jesus's birth from Luke's gospel don't change. But we are different. For better or worse, each year changes us and gives us a different place in human history. The story of Jesus's birth affects us differently because of where we are this year. Are you the same person that you were last year or 2 or 3 years ago? Probably not. But wherever you are in your own journey, that great light foretold by Isaiah, the proclamation of God's grace and the announcement of Jesus's birth by angels give us a new perspective on the meaning of Christmas each year. It's a simple message, like George Bailey from It's a Wonderful Life or Father O'Malley from the other two movies. The Christmas story invites us who share God's light and love generously, and to share it with all we need. Today's readings remind us that God's light is meant to shine in us, and we must respond to that light with love. And just as they have spoken to Christians since the early church, these readings tell us that we must bring Christ into the sad and dark places of our lives. Let's face it, the world is hard. Every day, we watch news stories or follow them on social media. We hear accounts of bad news, from road rage to war in the Middle East, to anger about an insurance company executive that led to murder. But despite the bad news we hear, we also hear good news every day. Like a teenager who's reunited with her mom, who's been deployed with the military for a year, or a whole volleyball team that shaves their heads to support their coach who has cancer. Or thousands of people gathered for the opening of Notre Dame in Paris, who then stop and honor the workers in the cathedral and the first responders. They are cheered for their service. In these acts of goodness and kindness, the great light of Christmas shines brightly, and it illuminates our world through these difficult days. When I hear the words from Isaiah year after year, I am reminded that God's light has already broken through the darkness of the world. And then I'm filled with hope. And Luke's gospel continues to show us that God's light shines brightly in the world. The story of Mary and Joseph, a young couple trying to find their way in a difficult environment, gives us hope that God will make things right in the end. Poor Mary and Joseph, they were just beginning their journey together, and life was already throwing them curveballs. Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant and he was not the father, but they trusted in God and God's promise, and they moved forward together anyway. Then they were faced with the emperor's demand that they travel to a faraway city to participate in a census. Who cared if it was inconvenient? And there was no online submission in those days. So Mary and Joseph made the almost 90-mile journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem, many days of hard travel. Complicating everything was Mary's situation. She was about to give birth, and there was no room for them in the local hotels and no Expedia to find a reservation. But this exhausted young couple found shelter in a barn thanks to the kindness of an innkeeper. The heat from farm animals was all that kept them warm. God's angels declared to all who would listen that the Savior had been born. That's what we proclaimed in our Gloria. Glory to God in the highest. The Savior is born. Anyone in Bethlehem who was listening would have heard it. But think about who was listening. It wasn't the people with comfortable homes who were fast asleep in their warm beds. The people that heard the angel's message were the poor shepherds who had to stay outside to guard the sheep so no harm would come to them. The shepherds who were out in the middle of the night on that first Christmas were the ones who were listening. And they also saw God's light shining in the darkness. They sacrificed what little comfort they had to gather their sheep and follow the light to find Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. Only those who were awake and paying attention could see the light. Only those whose lives were not filled with other preoccupations, whose hearts and eyes were open to God, could see what God was asking them to do with this great gift. Like George Bailey or Father O'Malley, the shepherds just wanted to do good. They had so little, but they were intent on finding Jesus so they could honor him. And they found him in a place that they could relate to, a stable for animals. The shepherds experienced God's grace right where they were, and they were changed by it. Today, I invite all of us to experience the light of Christ and be changed by it. We have a choice tonight. We can pay attention to Christ's light shining right here, or we can let today just be another day, business as usual. We can share Christ's light with the openness of the shepherds, the love of Mary and Joseph, and the generosity of our movie characters. Or we can hold back, thinking more about ourselves than those around us. On this Christmas, let's pray for the vision to follow the light of Christ and share it with others. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. And now I ask us to just stay seated for a moment. We're going to turn down the lights, and our altar servers are going to help you light the candles that you're holding. Okay, go ahead, you can get started, guys. And together, we're going to sing Silent Night, and the choir is going to sing a counter melody over it. So let's pray together for the grace to see Christ's light.